Welcome to the Intuition Hour with Kat Nicholson, where our wonderful host Kat encourages each and every one of you to build your own intuition, navigate your own connection with spirit, and tap into the deep beauty within yourself. Enjoy the Intuition Hour with Kat Nicholson.
Hello, everyone, and happy Monday. Welcome to the Intuition Hour. I am your host, Kat Nicholson. Today is June 23rd, 2025. I am super excited to be with all of you. My goodness, it feels like I've been gone forever, but I have not. I hated missing all of you last week, but it's sometimes good to take a little breath and really rejuvenate and be with you fully, and I am so grateful, definitely, to be back. I am in some, I want to say sweltering heat, but it's not as bad as it has been, and I know all of you, just a reminder to stay cool and hydrated, because I have been hearing some things about that summer heat already, so please stay on top of yourselves about that. I want to welcome you to the chat room. If you are here for the first time, we have a Facebook page. We are still over here on Facebook awaiting the YouTube transition. And I'm going to say it out loud myself, because you guys know when I start resisting things and when we resist, how many of you have resisted, and then became very ready for something in life? And it's almost like these are the things of the universe, you know, how it does work in our favor at the end of the day, because our timing becomes more aligned. But how many of you, I was resisting it, and then all of a sudden so many things started happening that I absolutely can't be with you there yet. So it's kind of funny, but I'm working my way over. I promise you all, I'm declaring it, and I'll definitely get there soon. So I know you've all been so patient and kind, and you know how I am, but in any case, I am going to get there, and it will be unannounced and a surprise, so just stay tuned for more, okay? In the meantime, I'm looking forward to doing some readings with you guys today. I know there is so much going on in the world. I don't want to be brushing it under the carpet, and my heart goes out to everyone who is affected in so many ways, and we are affected in so many different ways. And a few reminders, you know, I was looking a little bit, Rachel G over on Facebook this morning was literally posted something that came out of my mind in the moment, and I just wanted to shout out to her, because I was thinking, what do we actually do when everyone is in so much turmoil, or we have fear, or we're definitely a part of this whole collective, or our energy is so affected on different levels of our lives and our internal processes, our external processes, and we have our inner and outer circles of healing, and then we have the layers that extend not only to our collective environment in the now, but our ancestors and our heritage and our, you know, our genetic lines that came long before us, and with a realization of how are we going to continue to spread joy, to spread hope, to spread faith, harmony, peace, love, kindness above all else. And I was thinking to remind everyone that it's okay to still be kind to your neighbor, or kind to the stranger behind you, or maybe even someone you haven't talked to in a long time, just checking in with someone, maybe a widow or a widower that's alone now, and really starting to broaden your horizons. You know, when we get into stressful situations, and we've obviously experienced a little bit of stress here because we all had gone to celebrate my birthday and to Disney, and we all obviously one after the other became unwell, and I'm over that now, but everyone else is not, and so it's interesting that through all of that stress, I think when something happens and hits close to home and our, you know, we forget that things feel even worse. And so we start gathering all of these layers of absorption and what we're taking on. And we forget that there is such a bright place in our being and ourselves, and that we can share no matter what's going on in the world. And we have that God connection, that higher power connection that can really refuel us at any given moment. But we want to also remember to share it with others. And sometimes I think we're afraid, and I'm sure many of you have realized, I see that many of you are definitely, everyone is still living their lives. They have to handle what's in front of them. They have to deal with what's at home. And then we have this big news and, you know, it gets a little scary. And we wonder where does the line show? When do we cross it and when do we not, as far as sharing things that are actually positive? Or how many of you have thought twice about what you want to share with the world because you were over the moon about something, or you were feeling excited about something going on with your child? Even your child coming home with an A+ paper has reason to, you know, for that piece of acclaim for them, or perhaps graduation, or whatever it may be, birthdays, celebrations, anything joyful. For some of you out there, I have a lot of friends right now for some reason that are enjoying their little gambling time or their casino cruises, or, and you know, that's really, you know, what makes the world go round. So part of me expresses my empathy and my sympathy, of course, for everything going on that's so hard and the challenges that everyone has to overcome in the world. But at the same time, we can't forget that we're human and we have to, you know, spread kindness, spread joy, be okay with that. Help your neighbors, maybe give someone something to a stranger behind you in the line or the grocery store, or perhaps the fast food restaurant or whatever it may be, you know. I think it's very, very significant, and especially through these summer months, we have to remember while we're staying cool, or warm for that matter across the world, you know, over in Australia. Nevertheless, we have to remember to really spread some of that kindness and joy and be okay in that. And I feel, I heard somebody did say, you know, the other day, oh, I don't even want to say it because it's like, you know, somebody got married and they weren't even going to share their wedding. And it just seemed inappropriate. Nothing really human is inappropriate at this time, because we all need to feed off of that fact that there is still hope and goodness in the world. And we can't forget both. Okay. So please know, I am so, so happy to be back. I feel rejuvenated in a way that feels cancer-like and a little intense. I'm celebrating a Jupiter return soon, so I'm excited about that. And I'm also excited to nurture all of you. So we're going to have a little more psychic fun today, and we're going to definitely come in. And, you know, sometimes you have those connections with others too. The Cancer energy is interesting, because they really can play it down a little. And they like to be a little underestimated. And I see it at home. And of course, you know, I don't want to say any Cancer male that you all love and know, but sometimes they really do play it down and they take it in. And it's interesting, because the humility or the humbleness and the, I want to say, Cancer energy, and for all you females too, but I, you know, the females are naturally nurturing. I think the male energy of a Cancer is so nurturing in a very unexpected way, because it's done in such a silent way that anyone who's blessed to have a Cancer person in their lives are definitely blessed. But the bottom line is, I think that it's interesting that they're not really telling you what they're doing ever. So you have to kind of figure it out. But there's a lot of teaching, a lot of growth, a lot of, I want to say, like, they'll water your garden as well as their own. You know what I mean? So you have to watch for those sprouts. And you never really know when that's happening until after the fact. And then you look back and you go, oh, wait a minute. And this is Cancer energy. They don't want to tell. They don't want to talk about it. They're just going to do it softly, gently, nurturing, you know. And so enjoy some of that, because what's happening is Mother Earth right now also wants to tend to you in that silent way. You know, there are things in your space, in your environment, in your, you know, you want to watch the birds, or you want to play with, don't play with the bees, however, but you want to watch the birds, or you want to maybe go to put a fishing pole in a body of water somewhere, or perhaps just kind of absorb the nurturing that the earth can bring you right now. I think it's grounding. I think it's very soft. I think it's maybe a more tender time. And so while you're staying cool out there, just kind of become one with it and see how you feel about that. It brings you to a new place intuitively. It definitely makes you think more deeply. And you never know when there's another Cancer person around the corner who wants to be your friend, cautiously, of course. So I would open to some of that and watch what's around you in that way. And definitely know to tend and mother yourselves as well right now. I think that's very, very important, okay? So let me come in, take a few deep breaths to be with all of you. I am going to say good morning to Patricia and Kelly and Patty. Patty, you cracked me up this morning. She asked for a birthday reading. We're a little late for a birthday reading, but we'll definitely take care of you today, okay? And Pamela, Tara, hi. And welcome back from your vacation, Karen. It's great to see you this morning, Quelly. Many blessings to you as well. Stay cool over there. Ms. Perez and Maureen, my Jersey girl. Pamela and Renee, hello and good morning to everyone. Of course, Serena, it's great to be back with you as well. And let me go ahead and start taking your questions. Also, let's take a look at something. Now, we have a little helper today for some reason. And, you know, we're all encompassed by our higher selves, our belief systems that thread with one another, and they synchronize and sometimes cross over. And so we gather, and then we have helpers, and we don't really know where these helpers are coming from. So I'm going to tell you, there is a man above us today. His name is Richard. He's walking firmly, but he's firm, but he's nice, and he's somebody's father, grandfather, brother, uncle, like this kind of energy. And he's here to watch over us today. And he's also coming with some stern messages, in that his sternness is loving and kind. And he's actually saying, he's telling someone, or all of you really, because I think what happens is we're crossing over. So we're definitely having some strength like this person. And about the balance, I think he's affirming the balance. And he's also telling everyone that it's time for a little upgrade. And whatever you, now we have a new moon coming. So I believe for someone who is looking for new job opportunity, he's saying August is a much, even though we know, you know, there's some fear out there if you're getting a new job, but somebody's getting a new job in August. So if you're on the hunt, it looks very, very strong for the eighth month. Keep your head down, keep dedicating yourself. I think because he's walking in this line, like a straight line, he's like saying, stay on the straight and narrow, and telling everybody to like kind of mind their P's and Q's a little more. Which I think also the protective energy of the Cancer. I'm actually making this out loud. I'm not assuming it, it's the wrong word, but I'm sensing that this Richard person is a Cancer energy. and he's coming from somewhere, someone. But in any case, so he's with us today, and he's probably, I don't think, he'll probably help us out a little more if we need to. But if anyone knows this person, please let me know. It is definitely somebody who's crossed over, okay? Also, I want to say that we're going to come in and take some questions now. And I definitely feel a protector, which is actually very good news, because I feel that we are I think we forget how protected we are, and we are. So please remember that. You have loved ones watching over you every single day. You have the angels. You have, of course, God is the highest power. He has everyone encompassed in his palm, so to speak. And that becomes a part of who you are every day, okay? We definitely have to release the fear. I love that. And let's see who this is above. Kelly, good morning. Maya, Tara, hi. Nice to see everyone today, okay? Let's take the first question. Well, Richard stomps above our heads, back and forth, back and forth. Very interesting. But let's take a peek. Now, someone could also be connecting to a Richard here in real time, okay? Sometimes that crosses over, but he's definitely, this person is very good. And let's see who it turns out to be, all right? He's going to help everybody. Now let me see who's first. Pamela, you're jumping at me first. Having trees taken down between my property and the neighbors this week. I love them, but too overgrown and they have to come down. I'm really having a hard... Aw, it's okay. I think it is about... And you know what? This is very monumental. I totally connect to the tree energy, and I understand, because we think there's a point, though. They're living and breathing. There's a point when... They're overgrown, if they have to come down. It's almost like showing more. This is the metaphor, I think, for you specifically here. You're going to show more of your space, more of yourself, share more of your energy, open up to new. And I really do believe this is the right thing, because when it's becoming a nuisance, it could actually be affecting you. It's almost like having too much in your personal space. Think of it this way. It's okay. It's definitely, I'm feeling you, but I know you're doing the right thing, because it's crowded. And it's almost like we're holding on to things we no longer need, or hoarding the space, or not allowing for us to show ourselves more and expose something of ourselves that we can actually welcome to receive. Six of Pentacles energy. I'm pulling you as the Queen of Pentacles today. So you will gain. And this is the nurturer, of course, of the earth as well. And so I understand the earth energy that you're talking about, and not removing the trees, but you have to. The reason is also from a metaphoric standpoint for you, it will help you so, so much invite more to you that can be good without feeling that fear to be seen, or feeling that fear to be maybe even shown, or like you said, is it everything going on? Yes, I do believe it's everything going on, because it's a protection, a covering. Think about it. But I think it's time to remove that, to grow new things, and to expose yourself in ways that you haven't in a while. And I think that's okay. All right. So that's a big metaphor. I totally feel you. Big hugs, and you're doing the right thing. For everybody. So I think that's and you know, you don't want to have a problem in the future either, which can lead to many other things that we don't want to get into. But you're very, very good, okay? I hope that helps. All right, now, happy to see all of you today. And let me just go ahead and refresh. And Patricio, I'm coming to find you first. Maureen, I saw you as well. And let's take a look. All I just have to tap into your energy here, Patricia. I've seen you because I see you with Patricia also. So I want to make sure that the energy is clear. All right, let's take a look. And we're going to see what the guidance is here. Lioness, good to see you also. Good morning. Good afternoon. All right, here we go. Patricia, I definitely see new... Patty, this is for you. I see new opportunity. I do see what hasn't worked out and why. I do feel... I think your positivity is going to definitely, I want to say positivity will run amok in that it'll affect everything that occurs. So what I'm seeing is you are going to take something first. Again, new opportunity definitely arriving. I see where the things in the past did not work out on purpose. But I also feel that you have something brand new coming within 1 month's time. It says that. I'm going to assume some of the Richard energy was talking to you as well. Staying in a straight line, keeping your head down, doing, you know, just making the effort. But then what happens from there is sometimes we take something to take it temporarily. And I see this happening. And then it's really not enough, or perhaps you want more. Again, you feel sometimes when we're on a growth, and I want to say this to all of you to share this message. When you're on a path of growth, and you are perhaps, let's see, using some words that keep us humble, you're elevating your spirit, you're advancing your desires. Perhaps you are no longer wanting to feel complacent, or even you just don't want to be stagnant, you know, and you get there, you may take something and then 5 months later decide that it's not the right thing. And that's what I'm saying here. But I want you to take it because it is a great opportunity, and then you'll go on to something else later. There's two different steps for you here. There's one that's going to happen very quickly. And then 5 months later, the new year, something amazing will come from it. So it's like a stepping stone, but you will take these steps. I feel like if the more you embrace that temporary position or that new position that feels only some months long, I don't want you to go into it and say, oh, well, Kat told me I'm not staying here anyway, so I'll just like whatever. But no, I want you to like embrace it, dedicate yourself to it, be full on. And I definitely feel that will lead to something good for the new year. Okay, so two steps for you. And that's basically from May, Missy, your birthday reading. That's all of it in a nutshell. And that'll carry us over. Okay. But I hope that helps, and I definitely feel new opportunity, and your finances also will have something to do with it because you'll want more. It's more of a choice to leave for more, not, okay, I'm struggling over here with this new position and any of that. It's not that. It's to advance, okay? I hope that helps. All right, and I hope I'm happy to see you today, okay? All right, let me see who's next. Maureen, where did you go? Anne, I'll get there. Okay. All right, hold on, guys, 1 second, okay? All right. Here we go. Maureen asked for a message. I'm trying to find her. Hold on now. One more thing. Patricia, I see what you're saying. That's exactly what I'm seeing. So we're going to elevate it and do it again. You're going to do it again. Okay? Promise. Your new year looks amazing, though. 26 is going to be your time. So try not to let yourself get stuck in that stuck-like place, you know? I know you're stagnant. You're not going to be very, very soon. So just know that everything you're doing is moving you towards more. All right. And that should be really your motto. You're moving towards more. Okay. All right. Now, Maureen, let's go to Logan. And happy birthday to Logan. All right, here we go. Oh, he's going to have a year also. I see some healing coming from him. Number one, physically, I feel like he's going to step it up a notch for himself that way this year. So it's going to be about his physicality, his health care, like this. Like, he's going to want to maybe do some new regimen or, you know, nutrition health update, also exercising. I feel that's very important because I do see a little bit of a knee thing but I know he's okay. So I'm not trying to put any negativity out there about it. I just feel a little knee thing. He's going to like straighten up a little bit. I see, I feel like he, even like I'm, for some reason they're showing me like Epsom salt water. I don't know if he's getting around the water, this kind of thing. Definitely traveling away from more difficulty this year. Working his butt off. I feel this. And I really feel like he too is learning to be a little less cautious because sometimes he could be his own worst enemy. So opening up will be really, really good for him this year, okay? I was just talking about, like, you know how we talk about the Cancer energy, how sometimes they're almost too protective of self or too cautious. And really, just really missing. I don't want him to feel like it's okay to miss anything because he's so young and he has so much life and he's definitely going to go after, but he has to open up to other things, broaden his horizons, kind of encourage this, I feel. And I do believe he's going to be okay. It's going to take about 6 months through the cycle, through this year. It's nice that Jupiter's in Cancer. It will expand him. That's why I think the health thing, the nutrition thing, you know, the maybe a little bit of an upgrade, you know. I feel really good about that. And I see romance. And I feel options, you know, sometimes, and how many of us, I think I'm really thinking about this. As humans, we get stuck on this way of thinking and it's our way and this is how it has to be. And we forget there's a world of good out there. My son said something to me this week that really opened my eyes. And it was very expansive. And I think this for Logan, I'll, you know, say something about it. When we get used to a certain way and an only way, we think that we have to stay in the grind or do wake up Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you know, the whole week and do it the same way. Like, he's got to come out of that way of thinking because you never really do know what the universe is trying to give you over somewhere else by opening your mind a little bit. And I feel that for him. So you're going to see him expand, like you're going to see him tap into some things that you're going to be surprised about. So huge change year for him. I absolutely love this. And please come back and let us know how he does. Also, even though he is born in the sixth month, I do feel his lucky number for some reason is six this coming year. Okay. So I feel this, and I think it's going to be a very good year. And you come back and tell us how he's doing, okay? All right, now let me see who's next. Karen, Anne. Now, Anne has a question. She pulled a card, the Page of Pentacles, which is good news, right? If you're waiting for any news, it could be good news. First and foremost, that's a traditional meaning. I like to think about it as, what are you learning right now? What is up for you as a student in this energy? And also, I also like to sometimes see it as, it's okay at times to be childlike about a specific topic, if you are indeed asking about a specific topic, but it's opening to more learning. I'm also pulling the Six of Cups, which is very much in alignment with your childhood as well. And I love to think about, how are we influencing the younger people? That card on its own. Maybe there's a learning experience. I'm pulling really good cards. The Ace of Pentacles. What is it? And what is it that's meant to be? Are you going to attract someone who's coming into your life to learn more, even about your heart? I love that. There are new beginnings that are showing themselves. There is a lot of fertile energy coming ahead because of also what I'm pulling. And I just all around feel like there's a divine order bringing the time near where you're going to attract some good energy and new energy. And I feel for a long time, you too have been protecting your space and yourself. And I do feel I think you're going to meet someone who reminds you of your childhood. That's what I'm thinking. And there's news coming around this, or the appearance of someone that shows you this is true, you know? So I feel a little bit of that. See a really nice meal with a person. And I feel like it could lead to other things. I'm also getting a financial increase or a boost for you, no matter what I'm pulling. And I like that as well. But be open to learning new things. Be open to listening to the messages that others are bringing you, whether it's the birds or the trees or people, humans, you know, you're going to be connecting a little more, okay? And learning that it's okay to connect. I do see an attraction with new person that you've never seen before. It's a bit instant. So you come back and tell us when it happens, okay? All right. Lots of love. I'm so happy you had a nice vacation. And I love that. And I'm going to come and talk to Karen. You guys, we could tell there's a void of course moon going on now. The energy is so still, which is why we can see and feel and know some of our helpers today, which I love. I do have a little grandma showing up. Her name is with an A, like an Agatha or Agnes. There's like a third generation. It feels great-grandmother almost. I love that too. All right, now. She feels connected to a Michael somewhere. So we are getting a lot of energy today. All right, I'm definitely coming to Karen first, and Patricia, I'll get there, okay? All right, let's take a look. Karen, where'd you go? When I mention the void of course moon, it's like so silent that it gives us a great space to really intuit what's happening around us. And I think through the Cancer cycle, it would be great for you guys to spend a few minutes a day in silence like that and understand what you're absorbing and what you're bringing in and where you're hearing or seeing or feeling. Feeling is a big deal right now. What kind of messages are you feeling for yourselves? And keep a little note of that. I think it's very, very important, okay? Very supportive psychic energy right now with the Sun and Jupiter in Cancer. The new moon is coming this week. What do you want to bring into yourselves? Can you feel something coming that you can really recall? Like, bring it in by feeling it. I think that's up. Okay, there's my girl. Okay, Karen, here we go. She asked for a card. And you know I'm pulling the Ace of Cups, and you're going to share that with Quelly today. There is a beautiful blessing in this card as well, because it is bringing a new beginning in every way. It's about self-love. It's very Cancerian because it's so full of love and cups and feelings and everything we're talking about. But I do love this because not only is it reminding you to love yourself, it's inspiring you for more love, for more romance, and really a creative blessing. So what it says is, whatever it is you want to feel, or as I said, what are you feeling into your space? How are you calling it in? I think that there is something there around the Ace of Cups that helps you absorb, even from a manifesting standpoint. It's not even a thinking thing, it's a feeling thing. So how can we feel our way into manifesting what we want to bring into ourselves? And that's what this is about. So it's very tummy based. It's very, very good. You're going to experience a new love or a renewed love even in a brand new way. And that could be love of self. That could be with another person. And also, you know, if you're partnered, it could be a little bit of a, I don't know, it's a bond. There's a union here. There's a lover's energy. There is. And if you're not partnered, it would bring in a new partner or a familiar partner. But here's the other thing. Just like, because the Ace of Pentacles is more like someone you haven't known yet. It's very that way, a little bit detached, but you see them and you're physical. You are aware of their presence immediately. And the Ace of Cups is more like, oh, I can love, like, I feel you. I love you. I want to attach to you. You know, it's a little deeper, right? More emotional, of course. So this is what it's going to bring. Now, there's also a reminder to bring some creativity into your romantic lives. I feel this is very big too. And so anything nurturing, or perhaps even a love note in the luggage or the wallet or the on the breakfast counter or whatever it may be, something like this, and to extend yourself, maybe to be available emotionally for your loved ones more, as well as emotionally for yourselves first. I don't want to negate that, okay? And I do hope that helps. All right, now let's take another peek here. And I want to go, lots of love to both of you. Stay well. I'm saying this to everyone, you know, be aware. Stay aware of what's going on in your environment. And I think that's also, I always laugh about the Cancer energy because it does kind of can slip away every now and then. You get that The crab claws come out. They want to scurry down the sand on the beach, you know. And you got to be like, whoa, come back over here. So I think paying attention to everything going on is a good thing. It, you know, even like, where are your keys? Follow up on yourselves. Pay attention that your doors are locked, of course. Like everything like this. Like we, it can kind of like slip off into the sunset, you know, if we're not paying attention. All right. Don't let those crabs go away. All right. All right. I hope so. Let's see. I know, it's so interesting about Richard. It's crazy, right? You guys know I'm never like that. But I'm starting to wonder if it's someone I know, and it could possibly be. So let's see. Feels like it almost now. All right. So glad Logan is maturing. I love that, Maureen. Me too. I feel the same. And Anne, thank you for following up about your childhood friend. I love that as well. You're right in sync with your cards there. So we have to get to a little bit more. Kelly, I'm so sorry to hear about your husband too. And lots of love to you. Patricia has a little more challenging question today, but we're going to talk to her. And she said that her, you know, her, she has a son that passed, for those of you who do not know. And sometimes we, I mean, honestly, she said her daughter had a dream. I want to share with everyone so they know why I'm saying what I'm saying. Her daughter had a dream that he was with glass walls and he was crying that he wanted to go home. And I can't get the sadness out of my mind. So would you be open it to me? She says he's still in the urn. And this is a very, very sensitive, deeply sad for any parent. I can't even, we were just talking about this last night. It's a very hard topic to address. And would you be willing to let him go? You know, where is home for him? Yes, that's what we have to try to figure out. And the only thing I keep seeing is water, and I do not know why. To be free, you know, out of the urn, so to speak. Maybe keep a little tiny bit in, I don't even want to say it. I mean, sometimes I think about, okay, do you keep a little tiny bit around your neck, in a necklace or something? Do you just keep him all in one way and just like put him in the water? Like, I feel like he's got to be spread somewhere. I just do, but I can't help seeing the beach and the water and this kind of thing. Even the mountains, anywhere in nature, I just feel like he's asking to be let go in that way. But how difficult is that for us, you know? I can't help but know that. Patricia says she's waiting on his wife and where is home for him. I believe this is going to manifest itself and you'll come to a decision, and she will as well. I think that's what it's trying to say. And lots of love to you. Patricia, I'm going to take a look, okay? More, a little deeper. All right, here we go. They're still showing me water, but I think it is definitely, I think it will happen at some point. I know right now there's some resistance, maybe with her or yourself even, which is totally normal. I feel like he wants to be freed. So, open road, beach, water, they're showing me literally the ocean. But it could be a lake, body of water, mountains. I have like even, there's something like this in my head. Open roads. It's almost like a Lake Mead scene, or the ocean with a long winding road, or this kind of thing. I think in a very short period of time, a decision will come. It doesn't have to be forced. If there's resistance, it's okay. It will help you release some of this pain. I have no words for what you've experienced. I don't think anyone does who hasn't gone through the same, but I definitely know this will help. But you have to be ready for it. Don't be afraid. Try not to, just keep giving it to God. I know that is difficult right now. It will help so much. I really feel he was such a free spirit, and he's kind of making me laugh. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to make light of this because I know it's not light, but he is making me laugh. I have to be honest. And because he was also had a silly side, and he's like, come on, like set me free, you know? Yeah, I feel open road, open air. You'll do it. Okay. You'll both do it. All right. I hope that makes sense. And I want you to come back and tell us and share, okay? Big hugs to you. All right. All right. I feel you will feel, I don't know, achieve the mission of his joy, feeling his joy by being joyful here when this happens. And let's see how you feel about it ahead. Okay. No pressure. All right. I hope that helps. All right. Let's see who's next. Okay. Did you say Adelaide? Lori Love said her grandmother's name is Adelaide. I love that. I'm sure you do feel her. And I also feel that she is watching over you as well. I love the spirit of generosity is coming, is the message from her, and to release any kind of also fear that you have, because there is more generosity that wants to come towards you, and also that you want to share some of your generosity as well. And I do love that, but she was a stickler. She had a little bit of a spice to her, Adelaide. I feel this, and I can actually see her stockings for some reason. I don't know why. But I do love it, and I feel like she had a little bit of two sides. She had a bit of two sides. Like one side was super spicy, the other side was really sweet. But you don't want to make her mad. And I think you carry some of her within you, okay? And I do hope that helps. Yeah, hold on. Yeah, she too is saying to believe in a divine order and calling for your life and your future, all right? So I love that also. You'll be connecting as well from a higher place. I feel good about that. And Lori, excuse me, I want to go back to Patricia because it's like, come on, Ma, let me go. That's it. I mean it. That's all I hear, Ma. All right. I'm glad he had a sense of humor. I could tell he has a sense of humor. Okay. All right, Lori, back to you. She was a Scorpio, Adelaide, huh? Yeah, she's a spicy one, boy. Oh, yes, very proper and polite, I'm sure, but then watch out. All right, I love that. Good for you. All right, let me come back in and see. Suzanne, I have to say, I'm wishing you well. I know it's challenging. You know what I'm feeling? A pack. I don't know what kind of moist pack, whether it be heat or ice or something that can wrap around. I'm sure you're doing all of this already. I know it's challenging. I always go back to Edgar Cayce and his castor oil recommendation of any kind of musculoskeletal issue. But of course, I'm not a doctor and I can't prescribe. And I also can say, check with your doctor, make sure you're not allergic to anything like that. But I'm giving you an idea of what I see can really loosen you up. I think that what happens is we forget when we're so uptight. I could tell that's so uptight. I really feel like it'll loosen you up a little bit and help you relax, even on your shoulders if you can't go near your neck. There's definitely something that will help, okay? All right, you come back and share and let me know. All right, now, let me come back in. I know we have a lot going on. And you all deserve to take care of yourselves. And I really want to remind you to do so. I think we definitely... Denise, you too. I just see you here. Good morning to you, or good afternoon. She's seeing a more holistic doctor. Okay, I love this. Yes, I do. And I've been gathering some information for you as well, which I'm happy to share in some coming days. I'm definitely buckling down, you guys. I'm going to get into some good readings this week. I am very, very much in a zone. I do feel some breakthroughs for all of you. I know it's challenging because there's all sorts of things going on in that collective world that we live in. I want you to stay, all of you stay, you know, aware, stay close, be well with your loved ones at all times. Try to really heal certain things that really mean nothing in the scheme of it all. I think it is so very important. You all do have a protector, though. I'm going to leave you with this card, the Emperor. There is someone watching over us right now. So let's just go with that, okay? It's almost like everything that you do, maybe your grandfather is watching over you this week, is what I want to say. I don't know why his name Richard came out, but he's definitely looking after us and through the eyes of God, of course, always. So it's like, mind your P's and Q's a little bit, but at the same time, be dedicated to yourselves, you know, like a father would be dedicated to you, like a good father would be dedicated to you, and really have faith in knowing that we are safe. Keep your boundaries intact and just love each other, okay? Be kind to strangers, be kind to yourselves, and have a wonderful week, everyone. Be well. Serena, thank you for being our producer. Always. Please stay tuned, everyone, for the amazing Lori Love, who is with us today, and Adelaide coming up next on Lori the Love Sherpa. Have a wonderful week, and don't forget the rest of our amazing lineup here. Happy New Moon in Cancer. I will see you all soon. Bye, everyone.